Even if you were able to make a picture of an apple, I'll bet an elephant entered in there somewhere. We have much less control. You may disagree. You may think I have some control of my thoughts. Have you read books on positive thinking? Well, raise your hand if you've only had positive thoughts for the last week. I rest my case. It's one of those illusions. We think we can work on our mind and fix our mind. Lots of books will tell you how to think positively and fix your mind. Then your life can change. But if you may be waiting a long time to fix your mind. And you can affirm this and you can visualize that. Oh, some of these are ways to influence the mind by visualizing positive outcomes. And that can help because your subconscious doesn't know the difference between what you're actually visualizing or what you see with your physical eyes. So it can kind of set the stage for a change in your life. There's that. But you have no control over your thoughts. Now, this is important to consider for reasons we'll get into in a little while. Consider that. When you meditate, are you trying to control your mind? No. What you're doing is, to some degree, you can control your attention. Let's say you're walking through a park one day and you're really worried about something. You're worried about something. What does that mean? Where is your attention? When you're worried, your attention is making pictures in your mind, right? It's on your thoughts. Oh, what am I going to do about this? Then maybe a frisbee comes your way. Maybe Ron Kaufman is around and he threw a frisbee toward you. And you reach out and grab it. In that moment, you weren't worrying, were you? Your attention shifted to the frisbee to catch it. Of course, if you're a little neurotic, you might hold the frisbee saying, I wonder if I should have caught this. But that's a different story. And then later, you give them back the frisbee and you walk along and there's that worry again. We can shift our attention from our worry to doing the dishes, to walking, and so on. We have some control, not very good control. And in fact, let me give you an example. Let's say I'm holding up a book. Keep your eyes on the book. Or wherever you are right now, if you're listening to this tape program, focus your eyes on an object in front of you. While you're doing that, keep all thoughts out of your mind and all feelings, no emotions. Just focus your eyes on the book or whatever object you're looking at as you listen to the program. Now, I'm going to ask you to do some things while you're focusing on that object. I'd like you to feel really, really happy right now. Now feel really afraid. Now feel very sad. Now feel surprised. Remember, no thoughts meanwhile. All right, it doesn't take too long to make this basic point. And let me ask you simply this. Did you have more control over keeping your eyes fixed on that object, which is a physical behavior? Didn't you have more success with that than feeling whatever I asked you to feel or keeping all thoughts out of your mind? We learned we can control our behavior. You were able to probably keep your eyes fixed on that object. But control the thoughts? I don't think so. The highest meditation then, and this is not what you will read in many books or hear under the programs. The highest meditation has nothing to do with fixing the mind. Socrates once told me, Dan, the mind's like a barking dog. You don't have to get rid of the dog. After all, dogs bark. It's what they do. Just don't pay attention to it. Let it do its thing and get on with your life. The highest meditation, the highest way to tame or transcend the mind, is to allow the mind to have any thoughts it wants. Thoughts come, thoughts go. Sometimes they're positive, sometimes they're negative. Sometimes they're petty, jealous, nasty, whatever. And that's natural. They just bubble up. We don't know why we think a thought. Sometimes it's something in our environment, something that just happened, the food we ate that day, or combinations thereof. You no longer have to be an adversary of the mind or afraid of the mind. A nun once came to my martial arts training. She'd written me before she came. She'd been haunted most of her life, agonized by guilt over the petty, erotic, lustful, negative, jealous thoughts she had had. She came to understand that she cannot control her thoughts. She has no direct control over them. She can desperately try to shift her attention elsewhere, but what happens when you try not to think about something? Don't ever not try to think about something, because you can obsess on it then. It's natural that someone who is in a tradition where they're not supposed to have erotic, lustful thoughts is going to have a lot of lustful, erotic thoughts. She felt tremendous freeing up of her life, realizing that she was not responsible for her thoughts, despite some teachings to the contrary. Just consider it. You don't have to believe it or agree with it. Start to notice in your life whether you can actually control your thoughts and make them positive. And if you realize, I have very little control, my thoughts just, they're there and they're gone, they do pass away. They come and they go. You don't have responsibility for them. So don't worry about it. Mind's no longer a problem. Let thoughts come, listen objectively, pay attention, and get on with your life. That's how you tame your mind. Not by working on affirming this and visualizing that and trying to fix the mind. I'd like you to take, if you can, in your situation right now, I'd like you to take 1 minute to do a 1 minute meditation. People ask me if I meditate every day. I say, absolutely, I meditate every single day for 30 seconds to a minute. Many people say you have to meditate 20 minutes or a half an hour. And I say, well, that's very nice, but many people who start that end up not having time to do it. Like the workout, like exercise. If you do a workout every day, before you get out of bed, just sit for 30 seconds and you can meditate every day the rest of your life. I'd like you to sit comfortably with your back straight, not leaning back in your chair, but sitting straight up, chin tucked in, back of the head pulled up by a string, hands folded in your lap, tongue in the roof of the mouth, shoulders relaxed, not leaning forward into the future, not leaning backward into the past, but sitting right here in the present. Breathing naturally in the belly. And for a moment, practice your enlightenment. Become awareness itself. Be aware of what